Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas told us about the boilers that Avraham Avinu dug out, and the Plishtim destroyed it, filled it up with earth. Gagin Akosu, Chol Abeir Shechofu, Gagin Akosu, Kimetei Chakino, Shekenizkano Boi Plishtim, Sosmu Kol Abeir Shechofu, Bumei Avraham Avinu. כדי שלא יוכל יצחוק להוי לעצמו בוהן ולהשקו עשרי עשו ומקנאו. In other words, they were מכאן יצחוק had the burners that Avraham dug built, so he had enough irrigation for his flock and his all his needs. All the needs for the yields, the field yields. So they were mekane to him. Shot is that it was just they were they tried to destroy the wells, and another shot is that Zikeirim was Nisgar B'mei Avraham, and then because of Kine Sitmun Plishtim. They blocked their hearts. They stuffed their hearts. Vichzirom nesura, also to the kine, because of the kine that the mekane Yitzchok. Vzeirai malam over, and then Yitzchok brought them back. He prevailed upon them to, so they left the emune. And we fill them with emunah ro. Tere calls emunah ro offer. Then Yitzchok was able to prevail upon them to mazel zayin them lemutov. Who shekos vayosh v'yitzchok yachpeh osabeh osamayim asher chofu b'bnei Avraham ovi v'yistum plishtim achem v'yis Avraham. And we see here in Beisai the power of Kine. Actually, we find later that Avimelech, Uficher Sa'atzvoi, came to Yitzchok, and he asked them, Madura Bosem Elai, also in Parshas Tildes, Vatem Sneisim Oisi, Latzlochosi, Uloreva Mikna Sherli. You hated me because of my success and my very substantial wealth, and you sent me off, and now you came to me. So they told him, "Roi roinu ka Hashem imoch." We saw that Hashem is imoch. We saw what happened with your fields, how you were matzliach in producing so much produce. We saw in the Be'eris that you were able to reconstruct them. We saw hatzloch in everything that you do. And this is why we came to you. Here we see that because they saw the Hatzloch of Yitzchok, they were mekane. There was a jealousy, and that jealousy caused either just that they destroyed the wells, or beyond that, they left the Emunah. They left Yitzchok's Emunah because they were mekaneh him. And the same reason later on we find that they came to plead with him to enter into a covenant of peace. And when he asked them, but you hated me and you were jealous of me, so they said, well, because we saw that the Eibishter is with you. Where did you see that the Eibishter is with me? You saw my atzloche. You saw my success. You saw what I accomplished. You saw my wealth. You saw my supernatural successes that I scored. So it's evident that Hashem is with you. Hashem supports you. So we want to be with Hashem. The same thing, the same reason, they left the Emunah. They left the Emunah, they were gerim, they embraced the Emunah of Avraham Avinu. But they saw the Hatzlocha of Yitzchok, so the Kine, and why did the Kine cause them to leave the Emunah? What's meant to Samod Nezach, the Kine should cause a person to leave his Emunah that is, I saw the Kine Yitzchok. So on the one hand, we see it has two forces. One force is Fakiyot. It should strengthen the Emunah. It should reinforce the Emunah. It should show how the Rebbe is with you. We want to go into a peace covenant with you. Hashem is with you. And the Tzara Sheni is, the Kine brent me. So the Kine brent me. I'm grown about Shuvim. I'm grown up here. I left my people and my family, my status, my place, everything I left, my nation, and I joined a foreign entity. The Emunah, with conviction. It wasn't a fad, with conviction. And then the Kine. So what does the Kine do? The Kine does, Arab Shati's Mistome, it means, I see, you have a supernatural Atzloche. A Kine is so, a human being becomes so irrational under the influence of Kine to the extent that means that the Rebbe Shtar doesn't, it gave you, it doesn't give me. So the Pshat is, it seems that there's something in imbalance. Chas v'sholem. Why you? Why not me? And yet, later on we found the answer to this question. Remele, why you, why not me? Akashi, Chabakashi, Avkav Yoho. The Kine caused Akashi to leave my Emunah. It's not the man of Pshat Erech, not only they had a Kine to him, and the Mele, they tried to destroy him, destroy his successes, to fill up the bailers that he had for that woman. It's a personal, directed to, in a personal vein. The Pshat is not only in a personal vein, I'm leaving the Emunah. The only reason a person can leave the Emunah of a Pshat is a person, he had a kasha, and he has no answer to the kasha. There's a kasha, there seems to be an imbalance. It's not that we're not equally treated. And why should you have and I shouldn't have? And with them, the Rebbe Shtar gave you, so why didn't he give me? I sense Rachmon Tzlan, an injustice, an imbalance, and therefore, I'm going back to my origin. Nachher kum is a tzrik to gain his own. Look how irrational that is. With a care from Kine, is so irrational. If it weren't for Kine, if the midah from Kine did not exist, we can tolerate imbalances and inequality in economics amongst people and amongst nations. We can tolerate it. And we have Kine, grace for us. But Kine is such a powerful force that the person who represents it, it casts aspersions and doubts about Kavyocho Rachman Islam. And the same, so we may not leave that Emunah. And the same force brought them back later on. After stability was established, after the first impulse of hate and jealousy subsided, and they became more rational, maybe after a while you become more rational. So fakir, it's a reinforcement. It's a reinforcement. I see that Eibishter is with you. And therefore, we want to come to the Eibishter is with you, and he's not for nothing with you. Hashem imach. Because in everything we see the Hatzlocha in there. So basically we have a certain perception of what kine is and how irrational one can become because of kine. Maybe take because isn't it obvious, isn't it evident that Yitzchok is deserving? Yitzchok, don't I know that Yitzchok is more tzaddik than I am? Yitzchok is a chosid, not tzaddik. He's so here in Gneve and Gzele, which we are not. There are cherets. He's forced to say, because there is no cherets here. There is no cherets. And by Yitzchok Nisfaran and Kedushe and Tare and Racheretz, so isn't there a reason? And when I see the Rebishter is with him, so can't I connect the two, that this is why the Rebishter is with him? Because he's on a different level than I am. And this is why I'm going to make a bris with him. We see that the Rebishter is with you. Epshas Tamatz Loche? No, just Psas Pritzela Hashkoche. Barbeni Mechayim Pashas Vayetze also brings the meaning from the Msula. Dr. Silom Zokta Kiakosh Boche Elion Akula Mashpia Keche Bamalochim. The Rebishter Mashpia Keche Bamalochim. There is a hierarchy, there's a sequence, there's a chain of command. Mashpia Keche Bamalochim. Bamalochim Mashpia Keche Begalgalim. Begalgalim Bitno Osom Dosir Asula. והגלגלים בתנועוסם משפיעים כחם בשפולים. נמצא לומד ששיבה הסקום מיפה בשפולים. Everything that happens in the שפולים, the shuffle and this planet is הגלגלים. וסיבס הגלגלים is the מלוכים. What moves the גלגלים is the מלוכים. וסיבס המלוכים השם יסל. תראה בשתר, והשם, אמן, תראה בשתר שתית, שהסקוחוס שפס על הכל, והוא שם אסלם המלוך על השולם. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says. In other words, the understanding of this will help us to understand a problem in life, a very severe problem in life that these Plishtim had, which wasn't even that kind of a problem. In Eishek Rosh VeGezel Mishpot VeTzedek Tira BeMedine, if you will see Gneve UMgzele, a misappropriation of justice in the Medina, Klema Beno Mashofer, Al Titama Ala Chefetz. Let it not unhinge you, let it not unbalance you with Tachshev Shehu Mishpat Me'uko. Why should this be? How do you explain evil? How do you explain that? And you see evil is Matzliach too? See, these people are rich, and they govern them, and they gazle, and they exist. Uyvei. How do you answer that? What a problem. So the Shlomo HaMelech, Al Titama Ala Chefetz, V'tachshev Shehu Mishpat Me'uko. And you should sing Ada Sechonile Chas V'Sholem, not justified mishpat, a kumen mishpat, a perverted mishpat. Lo yikein hadovo, ki ha-mishpat emes, v'dar kashem izboah, govu midarcheinu, u'machshevo yisov, mimachshevo yisenu. שהרי השכוח עושה בכל זה, בכל, זהו. כי גבוה המעל, גבוה השומר, וגבוה המעליהם. הוא הקודש ברוך הוא שהוא עליון הכל, והוא כאילו כל הגביעס כולו. זהו שיזכה לושם רבים, והוא בלושם אלוהים שניקרקם בלושם רבים. וכן, אלוהים קדושים הוא שכוסו. כירהים קדושים, על שם שהוא כל הכיחס הקדושית כולו. So, don't you understand? There's Rebishter is a lakoyim. There's gavoy al kol gavoyim. And the Rebbe Nezer is dort masbir. Rebishter has so many mishosim. So many kiches that he's controlling and is mashgiach al kulam. So you can't possibly attribute anything that's happening in the Meila Bashofel to something that's ma'ukal, to something that is unjust, something that is imbalanced, that's not right. Maybe you don't understand it. But this is, in other words, to know the Msula, to understand, and this is according to Rabbeinu Mechayer, Rapshat, those are Rapshat in the Msula. When you see the Sulam and you see the entire setup, and the Rebbe tells Gavoyam al Gavoyam, and there's so many Shomrim around, so many, and one on top of the other, the Rebbe tells on top of everybody and watches everything that goes on. Nashgoche Protis and Altsding, and there's so many, and there's such a Sulam Mutzav Altsav Reisha Magia Shemoimur, by Hashem Nitzavolov, the Rebbe tells state, and his Mashgiach HaLakoyim. How can you say that there's a mishpat me'ukal? How can you say it? Yes, a koskin, how can you say there's kine? Pshat is kine was meant, for why should I leave the emunah because of kine? Because the kine tells me that there's a mishpat me'ukal. Where there was a shayla that there was evident that Yitzchak deserved what he was getting, and I'm not on that level, I'm not on that madrege. My behavior, my demeanor is entirely contrary to Yitzchak. But if we know Hashgoche, if we know the Msula Mutzabalza, the Rosh Magia Shemoyba, and we can feel it, we can sense it, it's not only there's no room for Kine Cholile to divert us, but even if we see Rishis, even we see Mishpat, even we see Gezel and Gzela and Gnebe, and it happens, and the guy has the money, and the guy has this. Und du trast cholua sa mishpat, how can you? Ki govoy amal govoy Hashem, and si doaz asula mutzav arza v'roi shemak yasha moibu. So this is something, if we can perceive that and think into that, it removes kine, it removes worse than kine. It moves kashas that we have no answer. At the kine from the pishtim to Yitzchok, and there was an answer, except that kine obstructed the answer. Kine blocked it. Kine made them irrational. But there's such a kasha that is a kasha. How could this be? There was no kasha. We had good tzitzit. They came back to him because of the tzitzit. So there was a teretz in this kasha, a wonderful teretz. There was no kasha in the first place. The teretz kine perverts a person to such an extent that it becomes irrational. But here's a shayla from rationale. For serious, what's happening here? Aber kikovoyam al kvoyim. It's not pshat is the Rebbe Shtar's mashkiach. Kikovoyam al kvoyim. There's this gold system. There's so many shomrim, Zogda Rav Nezre. Nandar Reforsham. The shomrim, everything, such a system. And the Rebbe Shtar, Falanda Gestalt. How can you say that something goes by, you know, not according to propriety, not according to justice, not according to human order. How can you say that? Kigavoyam al goyim Hashem. The Rebbe has established such a system of one level, nocha level, nocha level, nocha level. How can you say that something happens went through with Amushpat, Mishpat Me'uko? So it's just that because we don't realize, see, if we would realize, Vosi Zakal Galgali. This is not gone. They're just moving there, everything that's here. Galgalim is nothing. And the Rebbe Shtar, there's Siba from the Malochim. There are different stations, different positions, different areas. And the Rebbe Shtar is Hashem Nitzavolov. So we talk to Hashem, as I'm inspired to Hashem. The Rebbe Shtar gave us the gelegenheit to pass by everybody and talk to Hashem. Yechetz Hashem, Shivisa Hashem, Neneg Tobin, Akinet Hashem. There's such a hierarchy, but the Rebbe Shtar controls every aspect, Kiseida from Etum, and there's so many Shomrim. So how can you say, Chachmon Aslan Adosan Mishpat Me'ukal? How can you say that? not only kinya, but when you see something that is mamish against the human, runs against the grain of human appreciation of justice, there must be a reason. Can be. It's impossible. So we have to feel that kind of agoshi. How do we get these agoshis? It's through Torah, it's through Musa, through Iyun, through understanding, through learning Chazal. This is how we get this kind of agoshi. I just want to mention this stuff, but it says in the Bishas Melech in Melochim, Aleph, Kapitel Chafei. When Ben Hadad came upon Achov, and he threatened him, and he demanded that he should give him superior, vast force. And they threatened him that he should give him everything. He should give him his klei chemda. He should give him he wanted the kesef azov and noshim. He didn't look at him. Cho esmach me bebonim him. So Chazal zogen nachher steht in Tanach. Nachher state that he asked for Mahmed and Mecho. When Achov was asking to give him Kesev, Azov, and Bonim, and Munoshim, everything, he was asking to give him. Then he asked for Mahmadin, Go Mahmadin. Hanachmodim, so he said, Have Emma Doroshu Chemdom, Mitochemdom, Vihi Atero, Shema Hachmodim, Azov, and Pozrov. His Rashi Zogdorten, Mahmadin, Necho, Idosisef Atero. He asked him for the Sifra Torah. So Achav, in that Achav said, I can't give you Zogdor. So Trashe, because the Eibishter, this is not mine alone. It belongs to this Kenyan from Klal Yisrael. Then we call the meeting of this Kenyan from Klal Yisrael. The Torah I can't give you. Has everything you can give him. Of the Torah cannot give him. And the Iskenim, when he called the meeting of Iskenim, they said, don't respond to him, don't give in to him, don't submit to him, go to war. And he went to war, and the Rebbe Shter gave him Hatzlochen, and they defeated the armies of Arum. So it's a pshat as Achov understood, being the Melech, he can give him the Noshim, he can give him Kesev Zov, Erz the Melech, and he's responsible for the welfare of the Klal Yisrael. And he is faced with an enemy that's so overwhelming. Now he wants a Sifra Torah. Zogta, that I can't give you. Aber er diskenim will mask him sein. In other words, he felt that Agoshe Zogtrashe, that diskenim say sein, and they have the chilek in that Torah. It's not Lilevati. I am not the balabos of the Torah, and they have to consent, they have to agree. So he called on a Sifra, and they said no. And the Rebbe Shter, what the Matzliah gewesen. Und Rashi so, und noch Hazar so, und Hazar, Omer Achol, Beises Chus, Achav gefragt dem Novi, how will I win mit Beis Yischus? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, das ist in Yalkut Shemayne HaMelochim, Hineni, Neitzin Loi Mitzvah, Shetamot Loi Mitzvah Ktano, Shneema Aviyema Miesa Anuchom Aviyema Ato, Lomo Loi Osra Avodim Merkavtoi, he himself harnessed his Merkavtoi. He didn't have his Avodim do it. That was the Mitzvah that he did, and that gave him the Yischus to be Menatzea, the Machne von Arom. Sivo says, his Achav's appreciation of Torah, that Torah, I can give you everything in the world, even the Melech, and I have to save my people, and it's for the Klal Yisrael. Oh, but Torah, Sifra Torah, I can't give you. I have to call on Asifa from Ziknei Yisrael, because this is Klal Yisrael. This Balang is not mine alone. I'm a balabos of everything that they own. I'm a balabos of Kesev, Azov, and Noshim, Alzigam, the balabos. But I'm not a balabos on the Torah. This Torah that they own is so ingrained in them, is a part of them, that I can't be the balabos on them. And this is what he couldn't give. And it was Zeche, because of a mitzvah ktano, that he himself harnessed the horses to his merkavta. For that reason, he was Zeche to be Matzliach in the Melchomet. So, these haskofes and these hasogis, what Torah is, and how great it is, how choshev it is, and through Torah, and what hamitzvah is, we can come to hasogis, and we're inspired, we have that hasogis, אז הרב יש לי אז גבוהם על גבוהם, בסולם מוצב ארצה לראות שמגיע סמויים, to understand that, to feel that, then there's no room for kine, there's no room for misunderstanding, for anything that happens, how do you explain evil, how do you explain this, how do you explain that, there's no kashe. See, pshat za teretz. There is no kashe, because it can't be kemishpat nukam. It cannot be. This Sula Mutzav Reisha Atzul, Reisha Magia Semoimo, gives us the answer to all our problems in the world that we face and that we don't understand. We have no answers for it. Sometimes even Nevi'im don't understand it. But they know them Sula Mutzav Atzul, Reisha Magia Semoimo, Hashem Nisavolo. There's a whole setup that's so great, so masterful, and so beautiful, and so precise. And there's so many people, so many entities on the guard and on the watch and at the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is above everybody. There can't be HaMishpat Me'uto. So we realize that HaBeisai, and the Rebishter gave us the Torah by which we can reach those levels of understanding. Then all our problems will be removed.